Our last TED Talk tells the story of one man who has helped unite thousands of people around the world in perfect harmony, literally.
My name is Eric Whitaker. I'm a composer and a conductor, and my TED Talk was about the virtual choir.
Eric, can you explain the concept of the virtual choir?
I make a conductor's video. I'm conducting a piece of music that I've written, but no one is following me. I'm alone in a room. I upload that video to YouTube, and then singers from around the world individually upload their parts, singing along to my conductor track, all alone. They've never met. We get all of these parts together. They're all singing at the same tempo. We cut them together so that they all start at the same time, and it forms a choir, a virtual choir.
We'll talk more with Eric Whitaker in a few moments, but first, let's listen to his 2011 TED Talk, where he explains how he got the idea for the virtual choir.
Well, a couple of years ago, a friend of mine emailed me a YouTube link, and said, "You have got to see this." And it was this young woman who had posted a fan video to me singing the soprano line to a piece of mine called Sleep.
Hi, Mr. Eric Whitaker. My name is Brettlyn Lucy, and this is a video that I'd like to make for you. Here's me singing Sleep. I'm a little nervous, just to let you know. If
Britlin was so innocent and so sweet, and her voice was so pure. And I even loved seeing, you know, behind her, like the little teddy bear sitting on the piano behind her in her room. Such an intimate video. And I had this idea, if I could get 50 people to all do this same thing, sing their part, soprano, alto, tenor, and bass, wherever they were in the world, post their videos to YouTube, we could cut it all together and create a virtual choir. So I wrote on my blog, OMG, OMG, I actually wrote OMG, hopefully for the last time in public ever. And I sent out this call to singers, and I made free the download of the music to a piece that I'd written in the year 2000 called Lux Aurumque, which means light and gold. And then as the videos started to come in, this is Cheryl Ang from Singapore. This is Evangelina Etienne. From Massachusetts. Stephen Hansen from Sweden. This is Jamal Walker from Dallas, Texas. And from the crowd emerged this young man, Scott Haynes, and he said, "Listen, this is the project I've been looking for my whole life. I'd like to be the person to edit this all together." I said, "Thank you, Scott. I'm so glad that you found me." And Scott aggregated all of the videos. He scrubbed the audio. He made sure that everything lined up. And then we posted this video to YouTube. This is Lux Aurumque, sung by the virtual choir.
We're speaking with composer Eric Whitaker about the creation of a virtual choir. For the radio audience, for the listening audience, can you please describe what that video looks like for people?
It's very cool and it's very disorienting at the same time, because you see my little conductor video that I first made, and it's floating in space in front of these 185 other singers. And it looks like a choir might look if we were all Skyping together at the same time, which we're not, but that's basically how it looks, that we're floating there somewhere in this galactic church.
It was interesting to
observe the audience at the TED Talk after the video played, because they were with you and trying to understand what was going on. And the minute they saw the video and heard it, it was like there was just a different energy in the room. And they people got a standing ovation, and people suddenly had that aha moment. Oh, this is what it is? I wonder your thoughts on why you think it affects people so much when they see the video and they hear it, especially together.
I think people respond to it for a number of reasons. One, I think it's just beautiful to hear choral music. You know, it's the oldest instrument we have, the human voice. Then there's the poetry of all of these individuals across the world, alone. You can see them alone in their room and in their little videos, but they've somehow been brought together by the power of the internet, this new technology, so that we can be alone together. And it's such a striking poetic moment when you see that and then when you hear it. And finally, I think that it speaks well to a benevolent future for the internet. Technology, especially these days, it feels every day like it could go one way or the other, doesn't it? It feels like it could be bad, it could be good. And that this seems to be an example of just simply something pure and beautiful and human. And I think makes people feel a sense of wonderment about the technology, which maybe doesn't happen every day.
Eric, you decided to use your song Sleep for the next project, Virtual Choir 2.0. Let's go back to your TED Talk to hear about that.
And again, I posted a conductor video, and we started accepting submissions. And our final tally was 2,051 videos from 58 different countries. Thank you. This is Sleep, the Virtual Choir. We also put a page on Facebook for the singers to upload their testimonials, what it was like for them, their experience singing it. And I've just chosen a few of them here. My sister and I used to sing in choirs together constantly. Now she's an airman in the Air Force, constantly traveling. It's so wonderful to sing together again. I love the idea that she's singing with her sister. Aside from the beautiful music, it's great just to know I'm part of a worldwide community of people I never met before, but who are connected anyway. And my personal favorite, when I told my husband that I was going to be a part of this, he told me that I did not have the voice for it. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of you have heard that too. Me too. It hurt so much, and I shed some tears, but something inside of me wanted to do this despite his words. It's a dream come true to be part of this choir, as I've never been part of one. When I placed a marker on the Google Earth map, I had to go with the nearest city, which is about 400 miles away from where I live. As I am in the great Alaskan bush, satellite is my connection to the world. So two things struck me deeply about this. The first is that human beings will go to any lengths necessary to find and connect with each other. And the second is that people seem to be experiencing an actual connection. It wasn't a virtual choir that there are people now online, they're friends, they've never met. But I know myself too, I feel this virtual esprit de corps, if you will, with all of them. I feel a closeness to this choir, almost like a family.
Composer and conductor Eric Whitaker. He just completed Virtual Choir 3 with more than 3,700 videos from 73 countries. You can see and hear it on our website. Go to ted.npr.org. Our program is produced by Jeff Rogers, Sam Greenspan, and Megan Kane. Special thanks to our partners at TED, Chris Anderson, June Cohen, Janet Lee, Emily McManus, and Darren Triff. Also, thanks to NPR's Eric Newsom. I'm Allison Stewart. You've been listening to Ideas Worth Spreading on the TED Radio Hour from NPR.